This is your dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. Starting from humble beginnings, Nick has been beating the markets for over two decades. He shares with you his take on the profitable trades that will have you moving towards financial freedom in no time at all. To see an in-depth review of his track record and much more, go to inthemoneystocks.com.
Welcome. This is your daily dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. I'm Kerry Lutz. Today's 8/31/22, show number 420. Don't infer anything from it. Well, what is the market doing today, Nick, after a couple of really down days?
Yeah, well, we have a little bit of a mixed session today, and you're seeing a little bit of a bid in tech, but that seems to be fading at the moment. So I would have to say, when I look at this market right now, it's a market that seems to be struggling a bit. So tech is a little bit oversold. Yesterday, we hit a key technical level, so we're getting a little bit of a bounce there. But we're seeing some fades in the S&P 500 already, and I'm just not seeing any robust buying. Today is the final day of August, so a lot of times at the end of the month, some money will come in. But that doesn't seem to be the case this morning.
Yeah, also a holiday week coming up, and this is kind of the doldrums, the dog days of August.
That's right. So, you know, we do have Labor Day approaching next Monday, and this is usually a very, very light volume trading week. But I have to say, Kerry, there's been a little bit of volatility this week, and, you know, today the markets just seem to be a little bit on the lackluster side, like you said, a little bit of a doldrum type tape, but we'll see how it plays out, and we'll see where we finish. And it's going to be an interesting finish to the week as we start September.
All right. Where is energy at now?
Now, energy's under pressure today. That's been the big story. But right now, crude is back above $90 a barrel. So that's actually was a little bit lower earlier in the session, has come back off of the lows, still negative on the day by about a dollar and change. But you see a lot of the energy stocks under some pressure today, but they're starting to bounce back now. So this morning we saw things like the XLE, which was the Energy Select Spider Fund. That's only down about 80 cents now. This morning was down much, much more. Even the integrateds like ExxonMobil, ConocoPhillips, and Chevron have all come back pretty nicely this morning off of their lows. They're still down, but they have come off the lows. So it just goes to show you that the fundamental backdrop for energy is probably the best that I can remember in quite a while. I've never seen anything like this. Europe is just an absolute disaster when it comes to energy policy. And, you know, we're going to see these energy stocks sell off. But honestly, I really don't think they go very far to the downside.
All right. Did you happen to see the article in Zero Hedge? Because we're going to talk about nat gas next, of course. But woman is holding up her bill, and the bill is 9,836 euros, so just over $10,000.
And I did see it.
Yeah, and that's 2 months worth of gas. I mean, 2 months worth of electric, rather. And yeah, I don't know if she's got a 10,000 square foot house or not. I tend to think not.
Well, if you've ever been to Europe, and I used to live there, actually, so I'm familiar with Germany and the Netherlands quite well. And I will say that a lot of the flats where people live are very small, and these bills are pouring in from them. I speak to people all the time over there, and the bills are astronomical right now. It's unlike anything they've ever seen in their life. So this is just an absolute disgrace, what's going on over there, all in the name of the greenies and windmills and whatever else they want to put up. But, you know, I'm not opposed to new technologies. I just think when you put up a new technology or you're going to live that way, you make sure that it's efficient. You know, we're not really at the stage where the green technology is efficient yet. So it's terrible, but this is what we're dealing with. And, you know, I really don't, you know, want to get too heated over it, right? You get emotional sometimes when you think about how crazy this is. But the policies are just, they're a joke. They're an absolute joke. It's a scam. You know, I've never seen anything quite like this.
Complete and utter madness. And
it's, you know, it really is.
When Europe has a real heat wave, they don't have great AC. and thousands of people die during two winters ago in Texas when the grid shut down. Hundreds of people died. And if this is what they're trying to accomplish, or if this is going to be the net result of what they're trying to accomplish, I don't think that's progress of any description.
No, there's no progress at all. In fact, it's, you know, you're going backwards, really, is what they're doing. I just, you know, we've talked about this a long, long time ago, but it just makes no sense to me at all what they're doing. I've never seen anything like this. And you know, they've never really prepared at all. They've never prepared their nation for anything like this. So it's you know, the fundamental backdrop for energy is as good as I've ever seen it. They're probably going to have to go to subsidized energy, which means the people will still pay for it. They'll just pay for it through more taxes. And, you know, it's the breakdown of government. Let's call it what it is. This is unsustainable.
Yeah, that's for sure. Good time to shut down all your nuclear power plants. Great planning there. Hey, so gold like went down substantially yesterday. It's down a little bit today. You know, is this a case of the dollar going way higher?
Most likely. You know, the dollar just went up today again, tested that 109 level. It's putting a base there, which is a bullish base. So if it does break out, you know, that may hinder gold a bit. But I got to tell you, I like gold here. I actually like everything about the precious metals, because what I think is going to happen is that people are going into hard assets. They're going to say, hey, I'm not going to fall for this game over here. The dollar is strengthening at a 20-year highs. And, you know, just because it's the best currency on a bad street, you know, it doesn't really make any sense. You're going to see the flight to hard assets soon. But gold is, you know, it did struggle yesterday. Today, it's actually off the lows a little bit. Gold miners had a weak start. They come off the lows a little bit, but we'll see where it goes. Gold bid has been tough, but you know, I like the precious metals here. I actually like the GLD setup for those of you out there. I think that's a pretty good setup on the chart for a bounce here. You know, but they're all just tradable bounces. There's really nothing more to it at the moment until you get some real momentum going. But you know, it is struggling here, and probably the dollar is what's keeping it down at the moment.
Yeah, because assets from Europe, the flow of funds is coming into the U.S. It's hitting government paper, obviously, corporate bonds, because rates are higher, and to a lesser extent, stock market.
Yeah, well, just think about it. Do you want to hold euros right now? Does anybody really want to hold a euro right now? I mean, if you look at the, you know, it's at par now with the dollar, but Do you really even want to have it? You know, do you have any faith in it? And that's what we're seeing, that people are losing faith. And the whole system is built on confidence. And once you start losing confidence, you know, where are you going to go? You're going to go to the next best place. And, you know, a lot of Europeans that I know have, you know, opened accounts here, putting their money. They want dollars. And that's why we've seen the dollar so high. It's not because the dollar is so great.
Hey, remember what the root is of confidence, con, right?
That's right.
The Latin, which means as in the con job or, you know, all of that. And it's a big con, and the con is going to unravel. And Bitcoin, it's so fascinating to look at that chart, Nick. Every time we got a double bottom here, every time over the past 5 days, every time it comes close to the December 17 high, it bounces off.
Yeah. And, you know, basically, if you even want to break that down a little bit more, what you could do is just look at the bottom that was made in July. So with the bottom in July, I think on the futures was 18,630. Then you had a little higher low on June 13th at around 18,830. And, you know, now we're coming down and we're breaking through the 20,000 level. Now we're peekabooing back above the 20,000 level again. So it really has not broken down. And like you said, if you go back to that December 2017 pivot high, that's where the support lies. You know, the old saying is, old resistance becomes new support. But I will tell you this, we've now been consolidating for almost 3 months. And if you go sideways for 3 months, the next move is generally lower. That will take us down sub 14,000. My guess, probably in the low 13,000 range. And that's where I ultimately see this thing going. And I'll say we'll have to look at it then, because the longer you consolidate above this 20,000 level without going anywhere, on the next breakdown, you can actually go lower. So the longer it lasts and the longer you consolidate, the further down you can ultimately go when the breakdown does occur.
And it looks like it's inevitable here, but we did see a bounce off of lows when it hit in January. It bounced back up to 45,000. It was down like at 35, so it did a $10,000 bounce, and then it's been straight downhill from basically April.
Yeah, let me give the listeners a little taste of this, though. If you look at the May 12th low, that was when Bitcoin actually went down to 25,350 on the futures, and it put in a sideways base for about, I'm going to say, 6 weeks. And then on June 10th, it traded, I think, at around 31,000 at the high that day, and it closed at around 28,900. The next day, it just completely broke down, traded as low as 22,490. And then we proceeded to go down into the June 30th low. But the point I trying to make here, in May and early June, you had that sideways consolidation. Well, guess what? Now you're doing it again, only this time it's not a daily chart consolidation. It's actually a weekly chart consolidation that began in June of 22, and it's still consolidating. So you're going to look at a pattern like that. When that next breakdown comes, it will be probably fast and furious. And again, right now it lives to fight another day. If you're nimble and you want to play these little bounces and try that, you can. But overall, this is not a strong setup, and you got to be very, very careful with charts like this.
That's for sure. Hey, and I just point back, any of you out there who commented on the YouTube videos or sent us emails that we don't understand cryptocurrencies because they're different, I'd like to get your opinion now. You can send an email to kl@kerrylutz.com or put it up on the YouTube. We will address these comments. I'll go over them sometime in the not too distant future, and we'll see what your reasoning is. Don't just say you think it's going to go up or it can't go down anymore. Explain why. Why is this market different than all the other markets, and what is so magical about it? Because I'd like to know. In any event, that is it for today. We'll be back on Friday. Make sure you go over to Nick's site, inthemoneystocks.com. See how he's been consistently beating the averages for decades. The Twitter feeds at ITMS, at NickSantiago01, and at Kerry Lutz. And of course, emails are welcome, kl@kerrylutz.com. Nick, we'll talk to you Friday.
Sounds good, Kerry.